cute. What exactly can an LMT do? What can you do with this profession?
I really want to elevate us. I want to show you how to increase your rates. I want to show you how to book yourself out 3-4 months in advance. I want to show you what's possible with your current skill set and what else could be possible if you add to that. I absolutely love what I do. I love this profession. I love the opportunity that it's afforded me. I love meeting people. And I'm just living that life, man. I'm just trying to be like you. I just need my little green Jeep and we're golden.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to yet another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I have with me a good friend. She is a massage therapist with over 18 years of experience. Real talk, I brought her on the show to show you guys what is possible and hopefully light a fire under your ass so you start doing the damn thing. Without further ado, welcome to the show, my good friend, Kiana Thompson. Welcome, homie.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to be on this podcast. The people need to know this has been a whole year in the making, you guys. A whole year.
Yes, you're right. And that's 100% on me because I am the worst at scheduling. So thank you for being so flexible and accommodating.
You got it.
So Kiana, do me a solid, homie, and tell the people who you are, what you do, lay it on them.
All right. Well, I am a massage therapist. I've been a massage therapist for the last 18 years. I'm out here changing how people utilize massage therapy for recovery and wellness. I absolutely love what I do. I love this profession. I love the opportunities that it's afforded me. I love meeting people. And I'm just living that life, man. I'm just trying to be like you. I just need my little green, my green Jeep and we're golden.
I love it. You have your own business. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So Body Realm Center, this was a process. Before it was Body Realm Center, it was just my name, Kiana Thompson Sports Massage, because I thought I was going to be working with all these athletes. And then later it developed into Kiana Thompson Sports and Orthopedic Massage. And this started about 8 years ago. And it wasn't until about 2-3 years ago where I started getting inquiries from massage therapy students to do their internship, their massage therapy internship with me. And that's when I was like, what? With me? Like, how did you even find me? And they're like, well, you're the only one doing this kind of work in the area. And I'm like, I am? So I Googled it and I was like, I am. And, you know, for a solid 5-6 years, I just had my nose to the ground, staying in my lane, grinding it out, and just wasn't paying attention to other people, other competitions, nothing. Was just building my business, and didn't realize that it's gotten to a point where massage therapists kind of were looking at me like I was this unicorn. I was, you know, running a business, living off my income solely, don't have, you know, a partner's health insurance to get on or another source of income. And that's pretty much when it started to grow into something. I wanted it to become something bigger. At that point, I had gotten to a place where, you know, my calendar is full and like, now what? And that's when I started talking to massage therapy students. I went to the schools and was looking into like what's going on here. And that's when I was meeting students who graduated and didn't enter the field. You know, massage therapy is one of these professions where the longevity career span is around 5 years only. And so I was like, hey, where's all the alumni? Where's all the other successful massage therapists? And that's when I realized, I'm like, you know, I really can't look outside and see what everyone else is doing. I had to ask myself, well, what am I doing to help the massage profession? And that's when things changed. And that's when I rebranded and changed the name to Body Realm Center Incorporated, started bringing in massage therapy interns, started really falling in love with the mentorship, the coaching, and just kind of providing things that I wish I had when I first started, because over 18 years, it really hasn't changed much. And so that's where that, I would say, the business really began for me.
Can you, because I'm like fascinated by this, I have a lot of questions, but one, can you talk about this mentorship thing and what that looks like? And are you still doing it?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. Not to the capacity that I was at one point in time. I'm still, you know, continuing to study to, you know, see what we need as a profession so I can continue to be a better mentor and coach. But it's pretty much just having somebody that's been in this field for a long period of time where you can ask questions, get the real deal about what's really going on with the profession, what's the value really like, what are your real options here, and then just to kind of have a soundboard when you have a client or a case study where you really don't know what to do, you're not sure how to get results, things like that, because my business, Body Realm Center, is very much result-oriented, and I found mm-hmm. that a lot of massage therapists kind of shy away from the clinical parts of it, and the people that I've spoken to have mentioned that, you know, they really don't want the accountability or the responsibility for delivering these kind of results. And so being able to kind of hold someone's hand through, you know, how do you get these kind of results? How do you change your thought process to kind of be more result oriented? How do you kind of have an understanding of what's going on to the degree that you can explain this to your client so that they can digest it? And now they can play an active role in their own health and wellness journey.
Dude, that is business 101. And that's why you're fucking slaying. Like, and I hear exactly what you're saying. I see it in PTs too. Like, you got to be able to promise results.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
And it's not, I get it, because I'm guilty of it too, where it's like, yeah, it depends. It depends on what the person has going on. It depends on their commitment to things. Yes. Mm-hmm. But as a provider, you do need to be able to promise that, like, you're going to give all for this person. You can deliver X, Y, and Z results. So that's amazing that you as a business person realize that and that you are doing that for the massage therapy industry. What does the profession need, Q? What do they need? The LMT profession.
Girl, how long is this show?
Let's go.
How long is this show? I think from my perspective, I talk about trades in a spectrum. So I feel like trades have two ends of the spectrum. There's one where it's technical, and that's where you're going to school to become a mechanic or a dental hygienist or something, where how you do your job is very regimented. And then there's the creative side of that spectrum, and that's where you see massage therapists, personal trainers, tattoo artists, hairdressers, barbers. And that side of the spectrum really requires a lot of entrepreneurial skills to succeed, and I don't think that gets discussed enough. And I think that's why we're seeing so many people in these professions not kind of finding their footing and not being able to make a living. And that's why we're seeing such a dramatic drop. And that's why we're seeing this 5-year career span situation happening, if they even enter the field at all. So that needs to be discussed more. That needs to be implemented more. And then also the fact that if you're on this side of the spectrum, a lot of everything I'm saying is going to be you taking the initiative to teach yourself, to go out there and figure out what courses to take, what you have to kind of have some self-awareness about what it is you want to do so that it can guide you on what it is you need to learn. The other thing with massage therapy in particular, probably applies to anybody in service, but especially with massage therapy, you know, some of the things that aren't being talked about is how we're being trained as massage therapists that I feel leans more towards not knowing the difference between service and servitude. And a lot of massage therapists are being trained to kind of be more in this servitude role. And so I feel like it takes power away from positioning yourself as an expert, positioning yourself as an authority, always asking, you know, how's the pressure? How's the temperature? How's this? How's that? Instead of just being able to know what it is that you're doing, know what you're looking for, know when it's too much, know when it's not enough. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of massage therapy students are kind of ushered into franchises or spas, and they're not really. And if they want to do anything else outside of that, they're kind of directed towards, oh, you could work for a chiropractic office or a sports team. I'm like, yeah, okay. They're just gonna hire you right off the bat, you know? I'm like, no, that's not how it's gonna happen. And so I just think that what the profession needs, I think there needs to be a lot more open, honest discussion from experienced therapists who are succeeding in this profession and kind of coming back to the students and relaying this information, because, you know, I'm looking at these commercials and they're telling people, you know, hey, you can make $100 an hour. I'm like, it's not $100 an hour. Good luck finding a job that pays you hourly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now the massage therapy, you know, industry standards are definitely changing. They're not as legal as they once were when, you know, I was fresh out of school. But a lot of those practices are still, you know, coming into play. And so I think, you know, what needs to be discussed a lot more is really understanding your value, what you bring to the table, and being comfortable and confident with what you bring to the table and knowing it's more than enough. I've talked to so many students who are just a little bit too timid in, you know, what they've taken away from school, and having a really hard time with just connecting with people as people and like just having a more human interaction. You know, I'm just like, relax, just tell them what you found, you know, just explain it to them. And I was like, you know, and so like, you know, the mentorship and coaching I do is just, you know, when it comes to these massage student interns, is definitely just trying to be that person I wish I had 18 years ago, because I was definitely just fumbling around in the dark for a good amount of years.
Amen.
Yeah.
Q, what exactly can an LMT do? And so when I say what can they do, I mean, like, I brought you on specifically or especially because you have a business, you are a solopreneur, you're doing the damn thing, you've created a sustainable career out of this. Mm-hmm. What can people, what should new grads or other massage therapists out there, where should they be setting their goals and their sights? Like, what can you do with this profession?
There's a ton that you can do. And I feel like, you know, a lot of massage therapists come right out of graduating and try to go, you know, 100 miles per hour. And I think, you know, taking a step back and exploring a little bit more with working with companies that align with your vision, align with the modalities that you kind of want to practice, really kind of getting your feet wet with what they do and then deciding there if that's what you want to continue to do. I don't think there's enough of that happening. Outside of massage therapy internships, there's not a lot of massage therapists like, you know, working with someone who focuses on energy, working with someone who's more on the clinical side. There's just not enough of that at all.
In terms of creating these partnerships, what do you recommend that, you know, fellow massage therapists and students and such, how should they go about developing these relationships and these contacts?
I mean, social media is a great one. That sure as hell didn't exist when I graduated. I mean, when I graduated, there wasn't even, Friendster wasn't even out yet, which is before MySpace, you know what I'm saying? So you know, you have these resources literally at the tip of your fingers. You just need to start reaching out to people. I mean, that's how me and you connected. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, this is a relationship that we've been building, that I've been building with you for years.
Years, yeah.
Plural.
Years.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and reach out to people that you actually vibe with, that you feel like you could go out and have a beer with or something. Like, if you're able to pick and choose, like, mentors, then pick and choose wisely. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, absolutely, getting to know them, you know, asking questions like, what is it that I need to know? If you don't know what questions to ask, but just start, you know, getting curious and, you know, take that chip off your shoulder, you know, put your ego down for a minute and just understand that you will be a student for a very long time, if not your whole life. Right.
In a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in a great way.
A great
the best
way.
Thing.
Yeah. You're not going to know it all. And no one's expecting you to just, you know, come out and just be this amazing therapist on your first day. Like, you're always going to constantly learn. You're only going to get better. So take your time there, you know, build these relationships genuinely.
Yes.
That's key.
Yes,
you know,
please.
Don't just hit me up. And
don't be grimy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't be grimy with it.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can tell when someone's just like out for themselves. Like, don't do that.
Very self-serving. Yes. It's written all over everything.
Like, don't do that. The question that I get, Q, a lot, and I can't answer it 100% because I'm not a massage therapist. I find massage therapists, they come to my courses and they want to be doing more. I'm not 100% sure what they mean by more, but they want to be doing more, whether that means that they want to be on their own, whether that means they want to incorporate more movement into their practice and more of the like training aspect. How can they do this?
There's lots of different ways that you can do that. I mean, one, they need to get clear on what is it that they mean by that, right?
Yes.
So, yes. But if they were talking about like incorporating movement, there's definitely movement courses that you can take. You know, even like your course was great, like just for having an understanding on assessment, having an understanding of, you know, how that plays a part in their pain patterns and what we're finding as massage therapists as we're kind of palpating through the body. And also like taking stretching courses. If you mm-hmm. have other interests, like include that. If you like yoga, mm-hmm. include that. If you, you know, if you like corrective exercise and personal training, then do that. You know, it has to be things that you truly enjoy. I've always been on this end of massage. Like I've always specialized in sports and orthopedic because my initial draw to massage therapy was through physical therapy. I was trying to be a physical therapist and wanted a trade that would get my foot in the door so I would still have a career as I'm going to school, and I just fell in love with massage therapy.
Oh,
but I've always okay. loved this side of it. I've never liked spa stuff. So,
okay.
And, you know, there's a time and place for certain things, and it's just kind of, you know, again, just having that self-awareness of what it is that you see yourself doing, what you want to do. Like, I enjoy figuring out the puzzle. I enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, going down this road with my clients and like joining them on this journey. Like, that's why I think I don't have any problems, you know, coming up with other practitioners to introduce to their journey, because, you know, massage therapy is just part of a whole. And
yes.
we can't do everything. I mean, it's great when massage therapy is that person's key to unlock a whole bunch of other stuff, but usually it's just one ingredient in a huge recipe.
I like that.
You know, and so we just kind of have to kind of help them figure that out. But, you know, also knowing what it is that you don't want to do would be super helpful too.
In terms of, because I know somebody's going to ask, the legality side of it, because this is also what I get asked. And my advice is always like, go and get your personal training certification or license, whatever it's called. Go and get it, and then you can incorporate it. What do you advise people when they're like, yeah, I want to do, you know, I want to bring more of the movement stuff into it. I want to bring yoga into it, whatever. What do you tell them to do?
Then you need to be able to acquire a certification that's going to expand your skill set so that you can do that, right? Because as massage therapy, technically, we're not supposed to treat, diagnose, prescribe any types of exercise or any type of, mm-hmm. you know, anything. that's what it feels like. And so if you want to, you know, for me, when, you know, I would get around it by telling people, I'm like, you know, well, I've experienced like this, and when I was in that situation, this is what I did. You could try that or whatnot. And mm-hmm. then recently also we brought on a doctor of physical therapy, Dr. Laura, into Body Realm Center. And so now instead of me, you know, adding all these skill sets to my toolbox, now I have somebody under my umbrella that I can refer to that I know can, you know, cover those bases, can do that corrective exercise, the, you know, find this you know, look at their functional movements and things like that, that, you know, maybe I wanted to do, but, you know, don't want to invest the time to learn or whatnot. So you can either acquire these skills yourselves or kind of align yourself with somebody else who has these skills and work together.
Dude, I love that. Like, I love everything about that. One, because Dr. Laura is a shit.
Yeah, she is.
I hope she's listening to this episode. Dr. Laura and I also go way, 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 way back. She has just been a huge, like, an amazing supporter since the beginning. And she's taken some courses with me, and just she's awesome. And it's amazing to see you guys just over there teaming up and crushing it. And I love what you just said. Like, do the thing yourself. Or if you're like, actually, I don't really want to, but I'm interested, bring someone on. You know, join forces with them, create your own Avengers squad, and do it that way. Like, that is so good.
Yeah, you do not have to be everything to everybody.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Like, my mind is, like, reeling over here, and I hope you guys listening are, like, chomping at the bit. Q, what does a session look like? Let's paint a picture for mm-hmm. the people. What does a session with you look like? And I know it's going to depend on what person's coming in for, but, like, take me through from, like, first contact with you or your practice through actually seeing you? What does that look like?
So a lot of times someone will either call or they'll go online to schedule their appointment. And so if they're calling, the reception service is going to, you know, walk them through scheduling their initial appointment. Or if they go online, they're going to do that themselves. There's systems and processes in place. So if you're listening, if you're a solopreneur, just know that this is super, super important when it comes to business. Like, you have to have systems and processes in place or you're going to drive yourself nuts and you're going to miss something. It's going to be huge. And so have things in place. You should have a scheduling system. There's a ton out there that's free, so there's no excuse. So they're going to go through the scheduling system that's going to give them their confirmation email, their reminder email. Once they come into the office, we're going to go over their health intake form if they've already filled it out, or they're going to have, you know, fill it out when they get there. And then I go over that with them together. So I'm looking at certain key things. I'm looking at what they do as an occupation. And that's because I want to know what is part of their regular habits that they might put off in the back burner, right? They're like, oh, this can't have anything to do with my work, you know, regardless that I do it most of the day, every day.
All the day.
And then I'm looking at like their activity, like their sport of choice, or like how they, you know, exercise or whatnot, because they might not associate what they're coming in for with that, right? So for example, I have a lot of people who say like they walk on a regular basis, you know, and so, but their complaints might be like neck and shoulder. And I was like, so how are those calves doing? Oh, they're fine until I touch it, you know? So I'm going over this health intake form. I'm looking at certain key things. I'm looking to see, you know, have they had past injuries that's recent? Is any of that kind of correlating with what their complaints are? Like, what is their reason for coming in? What are their goals for the session? Because sometimes they're two different things.
Totally.
And so that way I can align the results with what it is that they're seeking. So once we go over the health intake form, if they're new, then what I'm doing is I'm just kind of acquainting myself. I'm introducing myself at this point. I'm explaining to them what makes us different from most general massage practitioners, what they're going to expect from the session, and what's going to happen after the session. So once we are, you know, in the session, we're doing the massage or the myofascial therapy or whatnot. After the session, I do a tableside reassessment. And so part of that is because now they're stuck on the table and you can't, you're not going nowhere. So you don't hear what I got to say. But also if they're new and they really don't know too much about Body Realm Center, some people are just more accustomed to the, you know, massages that they got at spas or franchises. So they're ready to pop off the table. But yeah. Because most massage therapists are giving them this generic spiel of, you know, okay, make sure you, you know, stretch and drink water. And do you want to schedule again? Mm-hmm. Right. Again, so I'm not going to talk shit, but so the tableside reassessment is where I'm locking in, positioning myself as the expert. So I'm going over what it is I found, how that correlates with, you know, some of their complaints or whatever it is that they came in with. And then I'm doing this next to the muscular system chart. And I think that's really important because a lot of the times when I'm educating my client, this is one of the major things with Body Realm Center is educating our clients. And so when I'm educating my clients, I'm explaining things to them in several different ways. I'm saying the same thing in several different ways. So I'm saying, okay, so, you know, your shoulder, and I'm pointing your shoulder, this muscle, the deltoid, your shoulder, like I'm saying it in different ways just so that like I don't know their education level or their understanding of anatomy. So I'm going to make sure we're super clear on that. Like when people come in and they say shoulder, I have to say, show me, because your idea of shoulder is what I call the traps or your idea of low back is what I call the glutes. That's no longer your low back, or your hip. I'm like, that's, you know, your quad or whatnot, right? And so now I'm telling them, you know, what it is that I found, and then what does that mean, and how does this tie into what you came in for? And then we go into, you know, the treatment plan. Like, okay, so this is going to be like your self-care. So the self-care regimen I'm designing for you is very specific to this session because it could possibly change down the line, but I'm going to have you do this, this, and this. And the education part is what is really going to get you, the therapist, the results. Because once the client understands why they need to be doing something and they're on board, that's when the results happen.
I love
right?
it.
Because now they're going to do what I'm telling them to do. I'm not just telling you this just to be telling you this. You know what I'm saying? And making sure that it's not something just like super generic. Like if they come in with low back pain, and you're massaging them and you're not really feeling like these QLs are tight, the lower rectors not really tight, you know, you're feeling more tension in the glute, meads, things like that. You need to explain why you didn't work on that low back as much and why you were working on the glutes more when they didn't ask for it, and explain how the body works in that way. Like, oh, this is what's happening here, here, here. This is short, or this is eccentrically locked long. And then this is what happens to your pelvic. It does this tilt. And then I'll show them, you know, and I'll make a little joke like, you know, oh, an anterior tilt looks like, you know, you're doing the Beyonce, whatever.
That's right. Going to the club perpetually.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this is probably stemmed from when you're twerking. And, you know, she's like 65, right? Or whatever. And so... So getting them to understand the body in a way that they didn't understand before. I'm trying to deliver education in a way that they've never received it from a practitioner they didn't expect. Right? Nice. Because again, our mission is to reshape, is to change how people are utilizing massage for recovery and wellness.
Dude, how in the world do you market this? Because I'm certain... And everyone listening, you should be my good friend, Sandy York. She's actually my accountant and she's Fit Money Coach on the Instagrams. But she said a phrase to me the other day called listening around the edges. So if you're not a massage therapist, you should be listening here, listening around the edges and seeing how this can apply to whatever it is that you do. Right? Because this is about service.
Yeah.
Marketing, things like that. How do you cue market something like this? Because people are going to come in expecting one thing, or they're going to be searching and kind of people think they know what massage is, or they kind of go in, same thing with PT, they like think they're going to get this thing. You're bringing something totally different. How do you market that? And for people that are maybe transitioning and trying to leave more of the spa setting, or maybe that's what they've traditionally delivered and they're trying to like get away from that, how can they start to market that to their clients?
Well, how I've marketed it is, you know, I've built a lot of relationships deep instead of wide. So when I first started my practice, my whole focus was on retaining the client and delivering this type of a session, you know, going about it the way that I have, it's grown very organically. So I don't just see the person, I'll see their entire family. Down to cousins, children's, grandchildren's.
I like
that. People fly in from other countries. Like, it's very, and that's part of it, right? So my marketing is just very organic and very genuine. Like my relationship with my clients, I feel is very different than what was taught. Because like, I know a lot about their lives. I know their dog's name. I know their wedding anniversary, but they also know my kid's name and what college she's going to and all that kind of, and when me and my fiance are getting married, like it's a, you know, like massage therapists especially have a very unique position to be with their client in a much more intimate setting where we're not leaving you for an entire hour or more. Like we don't step out of the room. Yeah. Our hands don't come off of your body at any point for most of the session. So, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you have to understand no, like, and trust. Right.
Yes.
If you're in service, people are coming to you because they like you. Period.
Yes.
And this goes both ways. Right. I am not for everybody. And trust me, believe everybody is not for me. And when I was building my practice, I really made sure that, you know, at first when you're starting, you know, you're kind of just, you know, you're taking all the clients. Right. You're taking all the clients. And then
in the beginning,
then you're trying to figure out like who you enjoy working with and like what are some of their characteristics. And so those are the people that you're going to hone in on and kind of, you know, give this extra red velvet rope VIP treatment so you get more of them, more people like them. You're getting their best friend. You're getting their husband. You're getting their children. Like you're getting people like them who have this vibe. And that's what I really want for all of us is to be able to have this experience that I'm having where I'm looking at my calendar that's booked until next year. And and look forward to seeing everybody. Like, I don't look at a name and dread it. You know?
Yes.
I don't look at anyone and be like, yes. Oh, this person, da da da. It's not like that at all. And like, the more you get good at this, then the more you're kind of able to kind of have this, you know, have this leverage of picking and choosing your clients.
Yes. And once, yes, right? Yes.
And that makes a world of a difference. Like, that's the whole point. And so, you know, and on top of it, this is how you build loyalty.
Yes.
Right?
Dude, I fucking love you said you go deep, not wide. That's what the swing needs to be. Like, we have social media.
Yeah.
And yes, that means you have access to like a gazillion people. But if you can't sell something to one person, you cannot sell it to a gazillion people. So please start off with that one person in front of you and then go deep. Establish those relationships. You don't need 15,000 customers. Like, it's actually way harder to manage a lot of people than it is to be like, yo, these are my people here and they know me. I know them. I'm happy to see all of them, any of them on my schedule. I treat their family like, yes. Yes.
Kid. Yeah. I mean, and you know, once you have this rapport and this relationship with your clients, this is how I'm able to market what I'm doing, especially if it's something new, because I can just have a very free flowing, organic conversation with them. I'm like, hey, you know, we're bringing in our own CBD product. You know, this is what it did for me. I love you. You want to try it? Okay, let's try it. And then like, oh, what results did you get? And then, you know, and then from there, like, oh, let me get, you know, six more of those for so-and-so. And like, all of a sudden, boom. Now,
I'm going to interrupt you because that just totally fucking reminded me. Is that like for sale on the internet or like what's happening?
Yes, I know. So it's been a journey, y'all. Like, CBD is no joke. It's been legal, but to sell it is a whole nother thing. It is. And so I've, you know, because I didn't want to go this whole international merchant account thing, trust me, Google it. I partnered with another company that is selling it online for me because they've gone through all those hoops. And so if you go to our website, you can now, if you go on our Instagram, you can now purchase it online and have it shipped to you wherever you're at.
You guys listening, real talk, I get hit up all the time with CBD products. Like, people reach out to me randomly and they're like, try this. And I'm like, no, thank you. Because Q actually... I don't even know if you sent me some or gave me some in person, but either way, I got some of Q's stuff. And I promoted this on my Instagram a while back, but you guys, I get it. You can't see everything that I do. But I promoted this a while back. This shit works. I don't know if it's because of the CBD or the other stuff that's in it, which is all listed out on the website, on the packaging and everything. A lot of other things in it. But real talk, this stuff works. Like, you guys know I got my kind of glass knees that are getting much better, but I'd put that stuff on at night and wake up the next day and I was like, no, it definitely works, right? Yeah. Like, I'm super skeptical about everything. Yeah. And this is the first product, Q. Like, there is no more left in the jar. Like, the little container thing is empty. I was like, I opened it the other day and I was like, damn, I better call Q. Like,
I got you.
This stuff works, you guys. And I don't promote shit because I get a kickback from anything. I don't get a kickback from this. Like, I promote it because it works. And I want you guys to have access to things that help. And let me do the footwork first and see and try it out. And then you guys can go and use it. And this shit works. So if they want to check it out, Q, what's the link? How do they do it? And yes, you guys, I will put it in the show.
It is legit, you guys. You just go to the website, bodyrealmcenter.com. And click the link for CBD cream and we got you. I mean, this is the stuff, like, same thing. I had some knee issues, a lot of swelling in my knee, a lot of fluid. You know, I've definitely injured myself a ton because I trained jujitsu. And so for a whole year, I couldn't train jujitsu. All of 2017, I could not train jujitsu literally because I could not bend my knee to get down onto the mat. And yeah, and so I was, you know, getting pretty frustrated and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what else I could do. And trying a bunch of different things, and I did absolutely nothing different when I started using the CBD cream. I just used the CBD cream, and within the next few weeks, all of a sudden, I'm able to train, and I'm not, my knees aren't locking, I'm not, you know?
It's legit.
Yeah, it's like legit.
I was like, what the hell is in this? Because I'm super skeptical, and I've used stuff in the past that like hasn't made a difference, and I'm all about trying things. I'm like, why not? And I legitimately have tried multiple things, and I honestly feel bad when people reach out to me. I just tell them not to send it anymore because I already know that it's not going to work as good as yours, and I don't want to have to be like write them or like not do a post about it, you know, story about it, because I know already it's not going to do, like, once you find something that fits, you guys know, once you find like a barber and they're good, like, you ain't shopping around for someone else. You're just like, I'm set.
Exactly. It's good. Exactly. So, that's that loyalty right there.
Pet. It is. Yeah. She built it. Bodyrealmcenter.com. Q, I got a few more questions for you and then I'll let you go. But kind of keeping in line with this idea of no liking trust and establishing the rapport and such, if someone out there is looking for a massage therapist, because everyone could benefit from going to one, yeah, what are some things they should be looking for? Maybe what are some questions they should be asking? Like, what can you tell the people?
Yeah, if you're looking for a massage therapist, just understand that there's different types of, you know, massage therapists for different types of things, especially in service in clinical sense, especially, like, we're all not created equal, right? We're just, yep. Yeah, you go to one chiropractor or a physical therapist, a completely different experience than somewhere else. The same goes with massage. Most massage places, especially at franchises and spas, are centered around relaxation, and that's great. A lot of you need to relax. But what I found too is, I'm like, you know, it feels great unless you have something hurting. It's like, oh, this was, you know, that was nice. My skin feels soft, but I still can't move my shoulder. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something specific like that, then you're looking for a therapist that is marketing and promoting, you know, pain management, you know, orthopedic massage, myofascial therapy. You're looking for a therapist that follows the rules. So you're looking for those that are listing their license number, that's certified or licensed with that state. You're looking for, ideally, for therapists with experience, for therapists who have some sort, in my opinion, social proof. Because it's 2019, mm-hmm. like, there's no excuse why they shouldn't have a website that looks decent. They shouldn't have an mm-hmm. online presence on, you know, social media. They should have, you know, reviews on Yelp or Google. Like, they should have these things. You're looking for someone who is, you know, a professional who has a place of business in a business setting. If you map it and it leads to an apartment complex, don't go.
What could go wrong?
They're not set up. Yeah, wrong? I've been to a massage therapist, like, off recommendation. Like, this person's really good and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I'm trusting you. I go and I was like, hold on. Man, this is an apartment. And I go and I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to see your dishes and, you know.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't like it. Relax. Yeah, the whole time I'm just like, ugh. And so, you know, to each his own, of course. Massage is one of those things where it's subjective. And so, you know, I made a post on my Instagram where I'm like, you know, when it comes to choosing provider, you're looking for some of these key things. And I think one of the most important things is when you meet this practitioner or therapist, you're looking to see, you know, are they listening to what you're saying? Are they hearing you, right? Are they delivering the results they said that they were going to deliver? Do you like them? I think it's super important. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do you like them? Because, you know, you're building a wellness team and you're looking for people where they're on your side. They're rooting for you. There's no convincing needed. Like, you say something hurts, they believe you. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I like that. You guys, on the flip side, as providers, the same thing applies. So Q gave us a 2-for-1 there. Like, yes, if you're looking for a provider, in this case, a massage therapist, these are the questions and things you're looking for. If you out there are a massage therapist or any kind of provider, do the things that she just said, please.
Yeah.
Continuing in that vein, and I will let you go shortly, continuing in that vein, please, you, Q, promote yourself. Talk about your services. Give me the inside scoop on what you're trying to do to level everyone up, to, you know, to provide your services outside of massage.
Got it. Yeah. So, you know, our goal is to, you know, change the way people are utilizing massage. On the other end of that too, is I really want to help elevate our profession. I want to coach and mentor massage therapists, personal trainers, any type of solopreneur in the health, wellness, fitness space that also wants to, you know, build something of substance, something of quality. I would love for all of us to all be six-figure companies. And, you know, I want to be able to teach you how to do it because it's very doable, especially if you're in the Bay. It's kind of more like a requirement.
Oh my God. I don't know how you do it up there, homie.
Listen, you told me how much you paid in rent. I almost slapped you. But, but you know, I really want to kind of, you know, elevate us. I want to show you how to increase your rates. I want to show you how to, you know, book yourself out 3-4 months in advance. I want to show you what's possible with your current skill set and what else could be possible if you add to that. So, you know, if you're interested in a coaching mentorship, hit me up. If you're, you know, looking to position yourself so that you can be a better therapist, clinician, trainer, or whatnot, hit me up, because there's a lot of stuff that is basic that people just aren't doing. So already, if you don't have the basics down, like I said, like a website, a social presence, reviews, you're already out the gate.
Yes. How can they hit you up, homie?
Find me on bodyrealmcenter.com. Shoot me an email through there. You can find me on Instagram at bodyrealmcenter.com. And there's going to be a button to email me there as well. Or just slide through my DMs. I'm on Facebook as well under bodyrealmcenter.com. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place, man.
Easy peasy. That's what, and you hear that consistent branding. Yeah. Body Realm Center. You can type in .com. You can go on Facebook and type in Body Realm Center. You can go on Instagram and type in Body Realm Center, and you will find the same person. That is like marketing 101. And I'm going to push this a little harder because I get these questions from people and I cannot answer them, especially as a massage therapist. I cannot tell you the best way to start a brick and mortar business. I cannot tell you, you know, what to do about growing pains. I can give you general suggestions. I can give you, you know, advice from my kind of background with things. But you want someone that's going to help you truly level up in this industry. You want someone that's been there. You want someone that has done that and is still doing that and is thriving, not just surviving, but absolutely thriving and showing you guys what can be done. You want someone else that has kind of, you know, that is willing to be the tip of the spear and go through that first, because I get it. It's scary. So maybe you don't want to be the first person to do it. All right, cool. Guess what? Q already did that for you. So please hit her up, whether you decide to email, check out the website, DM, whatever. If you want to take it to the next level, invest in a coach. And here she is. This is why I brought her on. I am here to provide solutions to problems, not just to bitch about things. I will bitch about things, no problem, but I want to provide solutions. So here is your solution. All right, guys. All right. Q, you got anything else you want to hit us up with, leave us with?
I mean, yeah, you know, business is not for everybody. So if you're looking, you know, to join a team, we're always welcoming people to, you know, be a part of our team. If you have other skill sets, we're always welcoming contributors. Just feel free, reach out, take advantage of social media right now and access to people, and let's connect.
Damn. God damn. I'm like, can I apply? Wait a minute. I'm not trying to have a job. Wait a minute. You got me there, Q. You got me, and I take it.
I mean, I'll tell you, hey, you want to be a contributor? Let's do this.
You know, we're gonna collaborate on something in the future. It's only a matter of time.
Hell yeah.
So it's only a matter of time. All right, you guys. This was straight fire. Q, thank you. This was everything and then some. Like, I bring people on, and I'm very selective with who I bring on. It also takes a long time. But once they do get them on, super selective with it, because I want to make sure that we're bringing the fire and really providing true, legitimate solutions for people. And you always exceed all the expectations, Q. You always over-deliver. So
look
thank
who's
you.
Talking. You guys, if you have not had a chance to meet and get to know Shante, the movement maestro, she is one. You are one of those people that just have this magical freaking way of making everyone else feel like you're their best friend. And you inspire me to have that kind of impact on the world. So thank you.
You're doing it. You're leading from the front, Q. Leading from the front. Damn, so good. You guys listening? Thank you. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to us. And for that, we are both extremely, extremely, extremely grateful. Like, I just got so much gratitude right now. So grateful for you, Q. So grateful for you guys out there listening. This is my best life. So I'm not going to ask you guys for any likes or any reviews. If you want to do it, awesome. I am going to ask that you go and check out Q, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, or the interwebs, Body Realm Center, across all platforms. See what it's like to be leading from the front, get inspired, and then go and do the damn thing. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Until next time, friends, Q and Maestro,